This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is back on track as the militant group freed 17 more hostages. Those included 14 Israelis and a first American, a four-year-old girl with dual Israeli citizenship. In turn, Israel released 39 Palestinian prisoners on Sunday. It is a third exchange under a four-day truce deal. International mediators led by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar are trying to extend the ceasefire. Hamas, for the first time, says it will seek to extend the deal by looking to release a larger number of hostages. Israel says it's open to extending if more hostages are released. Police say three young men of Palestinian descent who were attending a Thanksgiving holiday gathering were shot and injured near the University of Vermont campus. Police are searching for the suspect after three were shot Saturday night in Burlington. One of the men has suffered serious injuries. The others are in stable condition. The police chief says a white man with a gun approached the three who were walking and fired at least four rounds before fleeing. Also said the shooting may have been a hate crime. Protests have been widespread and tensions have escalated in the U.S. as the death toll rises in the Israel-Hamas war. Russian authorities say that Ukraine tried to attack Moscow with dozens of drones. That's just a day after Ukrainian officials said Russia launched its most intense drone attack on Kyiv since the beginning of its full-scale war in 2022. Russia's defense ministry and Moscow's mayor reported Sunday that Russian air defenses brought down at least 24 drones over the Moscow region and three other provinces to the south and west. One drone reportedly crashed into a high-rise apartment building in the city of Tula, south of Moscow. Two airports serving Moscow briefly shut down because of the attack. This is VOA News. The top diplomats from South Korea, Japan, and China have agreed to revive cooperation among the Asian neighbors and resume their leaders' trilateral summit. But during a meeting of the South Korean city of Busan on Sunday, the three foreign ministers still failed to reach an agreement on its timing. An annual trilateral summit among the leaders of the three countries has not been held since 2019. Efforts to boost trilateral cooperation have often hit a snag because of historical disputes stemming from Japan's wartime aggression and the strategic competition between China and the United States. The U.S. Congress returns to work this week after the holiday break, and Senate Republicans have made clear they will not support additional war aid for Ukraine unless they can repair or pair it with border security measures. That demand has injected one of the most contentious issues in American politics into a foreign policy debate that was already difficult. A small bipartisan group of senators is trying to find a compromise that could win the necessary 60 votes in the Senate. But even if senators cannot find an agreement, there's no guarantee it would pass the Republican-controlled House. Republicans hope that Democrats will feel political pressure after illegal crossings topped a daily average of more than 8,000 earlier in the fall. Christopher Luxon has been sworn in as New Zealand's prime minister and says his priority is to improve the economy. He leads a conservative coalition after his national party struck a deal with two smaller parties after last month's election. He said after his swearing in Monday that he would hold his first cabinet meeting on Tuesday and look to quickly finalize the 100-day plan. He has promised tax cuts and less bureaucracy, including a 6.5% cut to the public service. His government also plans to repeal tobacco restrictions approved last year, including requirements for low nicotine levels in cigarettes and a lifetime ban for youth. Critics said that the plan was a setback for public health and a win for the tobacco industry. A newly unsealed legal complaint claims that Facebook parent Meta Platforms deliberately engineered its social platforms to hook kids. It also alleges the company knew but never disclosed that it had received millions of complaints about underage users on Instagram but only acted on a fraction of those accounts. The complaint has been described in reports from the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. A document originally made public a month earlier in redacted form was the opening salvo in the lawsuit filed by the attorneys general of 33 states. Meta maintains that the complaint misrepresents its work. I'm Tommy McNeil.